Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 12th episode of The Roar inside CSUSM Athletics. My name is Raven LeClaire, and I'm joined by three players from the baseball team. If you guys want to introduce yourselves, you can say your name, your position, where you're from, and then maybe what year you're graduating or your major as well.
My name is Garrett Opker. I'm a fourth year here at Cal State San Marcos. I am a communications major, and I'm planning to graduate this next year.
My name is Preston Kelly. I'm a pitcher also, and I'm a business major, business marketing, and I'm planning on graduating 2023. So that's what I got.
My name is Demetrius Freeman. I'm a middle infielder. I'm from Palmdale, California. As well as Preston, I'm also a business major.
Perfect. Well, before we get into all things baseball, what are you guys watching on Netflix right now? I'm watching The Circle. It's my obsession. So
I just finished watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier series, and that was a really good series.
I'm not a big Netflix guy. I'm a big Hulu person, to be honest with you. So I can't say much about Netflix.
Well, what are you watching on Hulu?
I'm a big Family Guy person. I'm an animated cartoon guy. So
very so nice.
I'm hearing Pete Kelly's, you got to share the Hulu password.
Okay, well, how did you guys get into baseball?
I've just always... I don't know. My parents signed me up for Little League when I was 4 years old and just always stuck to it, kind of consumed my whole childhood and everything. Just no vacations or anything, just all baseball tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, same with me. I started playing when I was 4 or 5, T-ball. And since I picked up the glove, I've loved it, and I've just continued playing since.
Yeah, it was something like my parents, you know, they had me try out a bunch of sports, and baseball is just one that I just fell in love with as a young kid.
Yeah.
Did you guys play any other sports? Like, why'd you decide baseball over everything else?
I used to play football, but obviously I was a lot better at baseball than I was at football, so I decided to give up my quarterbacking career and I hung up the cleats.
Fair enough.
I think we're all glad you did that.
Me too.
Yeah, no, definitely. I grew up playing basketball, football as well. And just, you know, as later in like high school years, just drifted more towards baseball and just, you know, felt more comfortable on the baseball field than anywhere else.
Well, that being said, like, what's your favorite thing about baseball? Is it playing a team sport? Is it just the competing?
Got to be the competitive nature of it. Yeah. It's very team oriented. Like, in other sports, you know, you can kind of like everything's obviously a team sport, but I feel like with baseball especially, like you just need so much chemistry and you need everybody to be on their game, which is like the really fun part about it for me.
Yeah. Very group oriented sport. I love this, a team, getting together with the team. I think everyone forms great relationships outside the field more so than other sports, in my opinion. So that's what I think.
Yeah, for sure. The way it challenges you, like mentally, like on and off the field, like a lot of other sports, like it's just, you know, the most athletic kid on the field is the best player. And baseball, you got to be able to think too.
I agree with that. I think, well, since I play softball also, there's like a mental and a physical aspect. But for me personally, I think it's like a game like baseball and softball, pretty much everything's mental. So how do you guys like keep up the positivity and keep up the confidence since it is more of a mental game than anything?
You know, sometimes that's a challenging thing to do, but a lot of the time what at least I try to do is just understand that I'm not out there playing for myself. I'm out there playing for my teammates and everybody that's behind me on the field. So if I'm struggling mentally, I need to get myself in check for them. Or in a lot of the cases, like we're all so close because of our bonds that we create off the field that they'll actually come and get me in check. You know, they'll ask me how I'm doing, what's wrong, like tell me what I need to do to get back on track.
Yeah, especially being a pitcher too, like with me and Gary, yeah, I just be able to trust guys like D behind us, just the infield, outfield, all the defense. And that's what really helps me mentally, is just knowing that I've got, you know, eight other guys behind me, seven other guys behind me ready to go.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of the times people will say that in baseball and softball, you have to have like short-term memory and you have to be able to bounce back. What do you think is like so important about being able to have short-term memory and being able to bounce back?
Just not so much like living in the past. Like if you're soaking on the last at bat or the last AB that you were throwing, like you're never going to be able to move forward and be able to compete on the next guy. Baseball is such like you get so many reps, so many different chances that the opportunities are endless. And if you soak on in the past, like you're never going to be able to move forward and succeed in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. So you guys talk about a lot about how like you support each other as a team. How do you create that environment? Like, is there any kind of team bonding you do with new people? Like what kind of values like do you try to instill in like new members?
That's for Gary.
Yeah, we have a good time off the field. Like we all get together. We, you know, play a little team bonding games, get to know each other, especially when we first have like newcomers coming in. At the beginning of the year, we just play a little like round robin games. We'll play like cornhole. We'll play just a bunch of like kind of athletic games, but like more in like a casual setting, just so we get to know each other and we kind of like build like a competitive like nature with everybody, and you kind of just build that bond early.
Yeah, definitely on the basketball court too. We definitely had a lot of games we played.
Yeah, we played a lot of basketball.
Basketball games get us going for sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
The open gym at the Clark.
Yes.
I feel like there's also like a balance between like, of course, you're competing with other people on the field to like get a spot on the field. But you have to find like a good balance between like competing with each other and also like supporting each other. So it's, what do you guys think is like the most important part of being like most quality? What am I saying? Best quality and like having it like best quality in your other teammates.
Finding the best quality in like other teammates, I don't really know like what else to say but about that besides what we've already maybe said, just like, you know, going out with the team, forming relationships and at practice and always being able to still focus and play hard but also mess around with each other, you know, like we know that we're competing with each other but we also know that everyone has each other's back, and as long as everyone's doing their individual job, then us as a team is going to end up coming together to be successful.
I like that. Do you guys have any like baseball role models, and like why is that person your baseball role model?
Right now, I'd say my like pitching role model is probably either Garrett Cole or Ohtani, just because they're just absolutely elite and it's really fun to watch them pitch. And Trevor Bauer actually does like a little podcast of his own where he kind of like breaks down their outings and he'll actually have them on their podcast. And it's just cool to hear about like their mental game when they're out there and how they're seeing the game, because it's completely different from how I or even anybody else sees the game. So it's just, those are my two favorite.
Nice. I'm gonna go back to the Dodgers again, and I'm gonna say that I'm a big Walker Buehler fan, so I like the way that he pitches. I think that he pitches with fire, you know, and that's what I like to do when I go out there. So that's why he's my favorite, because I kind of just embody the mentality that he does when he's out there.
And for me, probably an older player, Robinson Cano. I love watching that dude play, just how smooth he is at the plate, at second base, just always made everything look so clean and nice. And like some of the plays he would make is just like, wow, like how do you just do that? So like I always try to emulate how the way he plays. I watch a lot of YouTube videos on him, and just, you know, the way he approaches the game is just crazy.
Very cool. Well, I know Preston, you're a Dodgers fan. What about you guys?
Definitely Dodgers.
I'm a professional Dodgers hater, but I agree with you.
Padres fans.
I'm gonna leave this podcast now.
Yeah, but the Yankees aren't doing very well at all this year, so I can't really talk that much.
What are you guys' like favorite hobbies outside of baseball? I know we've had a lot of time to do other things, so what have you guys been keeping yourselves busy with?
I'm definitely a professional golfer now.
Yes. Golfing. I love golfing.
Yeah. So when we get back up to SM, you definitely all got to go golfing one of these days.
For sure. So I'm going to show you how a pitcher swings a club.
I don't think I've ever met a baseball player who didn't like golfing.
I mean, I didn't try until like quarantine happened. So, but like I heard a bunch of the dudes who went, and I was just like, you know, I got to try this.
Exactly.
Just like to hit the ball far. That's all.
Well, what are you guys' future plans? What are you studying? Like, what do you see yourself doing in the future?
That's a tough question for me. I mean, I'm studying communications, but I'm not really too sure what I want to do. The ultimate goal is to play professional baseball. But even that won't last forever. So if that were to happen, and I don't really know what I'd do after that, to be honest. I just kind of wing it, I guess. Figure something out, make some money, you know?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. So we're on the same page, Gary.
Obviously, I have a dream of still playing professionally also, but, you know, just realistically thinking about how I'm a business marketing major, I want to go into sales or something like that in the future. So I'm just going to see maybe what kind of internship I can get after senior year or after maybe a year of the master's program, since I'll have some extra eligibility left. We'll just see what takes or what happens from there.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Along with the guys, you know, I think if you're playing college baseball, your ultimate goal is to make it to the next level. And like, if you're not, your mindset isn't that, like, I feel like you're in the wrong field or wrong sport. So just doing that. And then as well as Gary, like, just, you know, I'm a business major, but not too sure like what I would want to do with that. So just going with the flow of things.
Like that also. How do you guys think like baseball or playing a sport your whole life is going to prepare you for the future? Cause I feel like for me, I find myself, like, even in my job now, I find myself, like, relating so many things from my sport to my job, and I think it's, like, really helped me, like, find my drive.
In the jobs that I've worked previously, I found that baseball really translated, because you need to really get along with everybody you work with. That's the first step to, you know, enjoying the job that you do, is enjoying, like, your coworkers. And baseball, like, if you don't like your teammates on baseball, you're not going to have a great time. You're not going to love to be at the field, you know? So you got to learn to love your guys. And that really translates for the job as well. And then also just the whole teamwork oriented thing, just working with everybody.
Yeah. And to build off that, you know, just also with teamwork, you know, I just, I lost where I was going right now. I totally just lost where I was going right now, Gary.
My bad, that's on me.
But yeah, I think that teamwork's also extremely important, you know. I think that hard work, also just having goals like on the baseball field, translates well into work, just because, you know, we all know that we have to work hard to be successful on the field. So, you know, going into work and having that same mindset, you know, you need to complete your goals, accomplish what you set out to do in order to move up. I think that's pretty big.
Yeah, I feel like having confidence, like, when I always believe that hard work beats talent in anything. So I feel like that's a really important aspect that you have to take in any future career, if you guys agree.
I think another thing that really relates is like what we were talking about earlier with how in baseball, we're always competing with other guys for like starting spots, but they're also on the same team as us. And like, I feel like once you get to the working world, that really translates over, just because not only are you competing against your other coworkers to try to, you know, get the raise, get the bonuses, but you're also trying to work with them so you guys can, you know, whatever company you're working for, you can promote that company and do the best work you can.
I agree. We, like for me and my team, we talk a lot about like finding happiness in other people's successes. Because truly, like, the people around you are going to bring you the most happiness. And if you can surround yourself with people who also feel the same way, who are find happiness in your success, you're just always going to be in a good place in life. And then for people who are coming in, like, when we have new players, I always like to remind them that for me, like, my biggest regret when I was coming in was like not having the confidence that I did when I graduated, because I would have probably done so much more. So is there anything, like, any advice you would give to new people, or anything you regretted coming in?
I didn't regret anything coming in, if I'm being completely honest. I think I had a great time. So I think I would just tell everyone coming in to just be themselves and to have fun. You know, our team, especially with our baseball team, we're a pretty close group of guys. Everyone supports each other. So I don't think they really have much to worry about coming into this team.
Yeah. There's a situation like me and Preston came in, like we were roommates and like with the five other guys and like just – you know, all of us like living on our own for the first time and experiencing just a college experience. Like we all did as much as we could. And just, you know, we had so many laughs to go along with it, but just be open. Like you said, be able to meet new people, go experience different things and just enjoy it. Cause you know, like we all experience, like it all can go away in an instant. So just live it.
Absolutely.
Even if something like COVID doesn't happen, though, time flies by, so you got to enjoy it. Because I feel like just last year I was a freshman living in the quad, but
yeah,
you know, now I'm a fourth year.
Yeah, I agree with that. That being said, Gary, is there anything else that you took out of COVID that you learned that you're going to bring into the future with you?
Just that when people aren't watching, like we haven't had practices, we haven't had anything mandatory like that, that's when you really have the opportunity to change yourself, when people aren't watching and when, you know, like you're not on the clock, like when you're on your own time, that's when you can build the best you.
I agree.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you guys didn't have any much regrets coming in, but like what's the impact you hope to leave on the program? I know that's like a really heavy
question. Loaded question right there.
Yeah. It is a loaded question, but I'd love to know.
Dude, a ring. I want to go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to playoffs, make a statement in Stockton, change the culture around here to complete winning culture and make it so everybody's loved. Everybody wants to try their hardest out there every second of the day when we're on the field together.
I agree. It's 100% the little things, even if it comes to not – I feel like when people define success and isn't always about winning, it's about winning the small achievements before you can really build up. But what are your guys' – some of, like, your goals for next season in hopes that we do return?
I think that some goals that we should have for next season are just to, you know, have everyone that's incoming feel comfortable first off when they get onto the team, and then just get to know all the players and see what everyone's strengths are, so that way we can put them in the right spots to translate onto the field what we actually want to do, and that's create the winning culture like Gary and D said, and just let everyone know that's coming in for the future that, you know, we're a winning team and that we're going to create a winning team and we're going to change what's been going on in the past.
I like it.
One of my goals for next year is kind of like what you were saying, Raven, is just to do all the little things on the field right. Because if you can do every single little thing on the field right, then you're going to win games. There's no way that you don't win games when you do every little thing right, because you're just so like meticulous about everything. And when you're that detailed, it's very hard to mess up.
Yeah. It needs to be on the field, in the weight room, in the classroom, you know, at your job, everywhere you need to be, you know, working on stuff like that to get better at baseball.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes when it comes to like weight room and conditioning, there's always people who are like, okay, well, why are we doing this? Like, we're baseball players, we're softball players. Like, why are we doing all this, you know? But it is little things, and like I try to remind myself when I'm like dying running, like this is really only just such a small portion of my life, and like I really have to take advantage of it. What are some things that you guys tell yourselves when you're like really beat up?
Just looking at the end goal, you know, just, you know, like we're all working towards something, whether it's like individually or as a team. And if you can keep that in mind and just, you know, have your purpose or your reason for what you're doing, because we all have our own like small reasons. And if, you know, when you're tired and you feel like giving up, and if you can just keep that in the back of your head, like the real reason why you're doing it, it'll go a long way.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm feeling burnt out just from weights, practice, all that stuff, there's just like a voice in the back of my head that just tells me, like, do you want to be the best? Do you want to hold like school records? Do you want to make it to the next level? And that's really like the voice that drives me to just push through the pain, push through the tiredness, the soreness, and just being burnt out of gas. That's just like the little extra fuel I need to get through it.
Well, something you can go, Preston.
Oh no, it's okay.
I was just gonna say, maybe switching it up a little bit, is there any like movie that you guys like that's about sports or about baseball? Like, what's your favorite sports movie?
I mean, I watched The Field of Dreams like last week. That was a good movie.
Was that the first time you've watched Field of Dreams?
No, I was rewatching it, but it's been a while.
I was gonna say, do you really play sports?
I'll stick with the classic Sandlot. I think that's my favorite right there. I'm gonna stick with that one. I think everyone that plays baseball should love that movie. So
yeah, that's for sure. Go to probably me, probably not even baseball related, but probably Coach Carter. Just like the lessons he taught, like just people who, you know, never thought they could, like, by able to coaching people, like just people who didn't think like they would ever do something, and like the structure that he had, like, I don't know, it was just overall a great movie.
I really like that. I like Bad News Bears, but
nice.
I tend to fall asleep in like every movie I watch, to be honest with you. If it's more than 2 hours, I'm out.
It's not necessarily a movie, but the Michael Jordan documentary is like a very good documentary just for like any athlete, in my opinion, about like competitiveness and stuff. I really enjoyed that.
A different breed.
Well, to close it out, we'll do something fun. What are you guys' favorite foods?
Pizza. Hawaiian, to be exact.
Oh, you're a pineapple pizza guy.
Easily.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, D. You might have to get tested or something.
Dude, Gary, I'm telling you, the salty and the sweetness.
Honestly, I like pineapple on my pizza too. So,
see, Raven knows what's going on.
Yeah, I'm a big sushi fan though. I could go get the all you can eat and, you know, make the restaurant pay for just having that out there. Get my money's worth.
That sounds horrible.
I missed a question. My internet connection cut out a little bit, so I didn't hear what was.
What's your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food. I can eat chicken tenders every single day of my life. So,
the chicken dinos and what?
Yes, dude. You know the dinos before the weight room. That was my go-to every day.
So. Honestly, I could have guessed that. I feel like you read to me as a chicken tender guy.
I just look like a chicken tender guy.
Yeah, you do.
That's awful.
Are you eating them with ketchup or ranch?
I'm eating them with ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
The barbecue sauce is fire.
The barbecue sauce is fire.
The barbecue sauce and the ranch. You got to try that combo.
I think everyone's obsessed with ranch.
It's a crime to not have ranch with your chicken tenders.
You know what? D taught me this, but you go to Chick-fil-A and get the Chick-fil-A sauce, and then you dip everything in there.
Yeah. So much Chick-fil-A sauce in our dorm.
Yeah.
Well, I love to hear it, everyone. Well, thanks for coming on. Do you guys have any closing comments? Anything you want everyone to know about you?
Not really, but thank you for having us on here, Raven.
Of course.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, for our listeners, thank you to everyone for listening, and you can tune in next time to listen to The Roar inside CSUSM Athletics.